Blog Talk Radio.
How to Date and Stay Safe by best-selling author Kim Brooks.
Hi, this is Kim Brooks, and I am excited to be back and on track with the How to Date, oh boy, help my pronunciation, Lord, How to Date and Stay Safe show. The reason I'm so excited is because I haven't had a show in like 6 months. I was out of commission of sorts. I suffered a horrible car accident in which my femur bone was broken in 3 places, but God is good and faithful in that he kept me and restored me, and now I am back and able to resume the ministry he has put in my heart for singles. So God is good, he's faithful, and I'm just glad to be back. And I'm excited too, because since I've been out of commission of sorts, I have been getting healed. I still go to physical therapy 3 times a week, and I still am on the road to recovery. However, I'm able to walk again, I'm able to drive, so God is good. And I recently have been led to continue to write. So I recently released an ebook called Get Over Your Ex in 1 Weekend. And this one was a little different, because, you know, I've never written about anything like this before. And as you all know, I'm more transparent about my personal life in my books than online, you know, social media. I don't put my business all out. I don't have 50 selfies on there with different guys that I'm dating. I do date, but I don't put all of my business out. Once I'm engaged, I always say once I'm engaged, you'll all know about it. But before then, I don't pretty much put anything online. However, what I do is I pretty much spill my heart in my book. So, and I'm actually led to be more transparent, because I know a lot of people will benefit from it, because, you know, I'm single, I'm believing God, but the blessing is God has kept me. I'm abstinent till marriage. He has kept me in that. And so what I do is minister on how to be successfully single while you wait, because you can have fun and be victorious while single, while waiting. You don't have to, you know, experience or have a lifestyle of pain. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that pain, but we're going to talk about how you can overcome that pain as a result of breakup. Because I remember I was in a relationship, and I love the person. You know how we are, ladies. You know, it takes a lot, especially for me. It takes a lot for me to get to the point of loving somebody. I mean, it takes a lot for me to date somebody. So this person, I loved him, and it was just over time, some things got revealed. You know, I always tell people when you pray, you know, ask God, you know, to show you things, and he will. And I talk about that in the book, and I'll share a lot today too about how God leads you in relationship, and how God actually can show you things that you know is God. I mean, I've had phones pocket dial me. Remember that back in the day when the phones were pocket dial and you hear crazy conversations? I've gotten on more than one occasion crazy text messages that weren't meant for me, quote unquote, but they got to me. And I look at that as God's way of allowing me to dodge a bullet. I mean, I remember one time this one guy was considering dating. It was like late at night. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And he texted me and he was like, I'm out front. I'm at the gate. Let me in. And he wasn't supposed to be coming over at my place at 11 o'clock at night. So he texted me instead of his whoever his booty call was for the evening. He texted me by mistake. So stuff like that where I'm like, no, you got the wrong girl. And I always look at that as God's way of letting me know up front, you know, that the person is not the one for me. So I want to get right into it, though, because as far as with the testimony, with the guy that I was in love with, we were dating, and you know how, like, you know a breakup is coming soon. You kind of know the shift. And now I'll be honest, God actually told me a month before we broke up, God spoke to me in prayer, and he said, you know, break up with the person. But, you know, I was being hard-headed, didn't want to do it. You know, I thought I can make it work. You know, I wanted it to work out. And it only got worse. You know, a lot of times when we don't obey God's instruction or his warning, it gets worse. And so it just got to a point where he was unavailable after like 5 o'clock during the week, like every day. Like it was always something wrong with the phone. We used to talk every day, all day, not all day, but at least once a day, just to kind of see how we're doing, things like that. And it just became a point where he was no longer available. It was always something wrong with the phone, and it just grew distant. And so I knew it was inevitable. And at the time my birthday was coming up. So I'm thinking like, okay, well, I know we're kind of rocky, but let me just at least wait till maybe the week after my birthday. I'll go up there, because he was in a city that's a couple hours away from me, you know, in Michigan. And so every other weekend we would take turns. He would drive down or I would drive up, and we would stay in different hotels and stuff, and we would just visit each other, you know, for whoever's weekend. And so I was like, okay, well, let's just wait till the weekend after after my birthday. I didn't want to, you know, have a bad birthday and, you know, be broken up. But what he ended up doing is the day before my birthday, I wanted to have my friends and family together at a dinner, you know, at a restaurant. And I wanted him to be there and with his son. He had a son. And the day before, we were on the phone, and somehow, you know how, like, if you know you're about to break up, all of a sudden everything leads to some type of disagreement, some type of argument, and you're like, what in the world? Well, that's all by design, ladies, unfortunately. I'll throw that caveat in there. A lot of times, men who don't know how to be upfront, they try to come up with ways to make it seem like, you know, it's the other person's fault. You know how it goes. Well, anyway, so he made it seem like, well, I don't know how I'm going to get down there with my son. I don't have anybody to ride with me. And since you didn't come up with a way for me to get down there and you didn't think of anything, I'm just not going to come. And I'm like, what? Okay, since when was it my job to come up with a way for you to come down? I was confused. But like I said, it was all by design. And so by the end of the conversation, he was just like, I can't do this anymore. And he broke up with me on the phone the day before my birthday. So I was hurt. I was crushed. And I, on my birthday, I remember I went to Secretary of State, had to take the picture, you know how that goes. And I was so hurt. And I just thank God, though, because of the peace of God that passes all understanding. It was only through God's peace and his love that I was able to get over that relationship in a very short amount of time. A lot of it had to do with prayer, but a lot of it had to do with some other things as well. And that's what I want to share with you today, is how it is possible to get over your ex, even in one weekend. I mean, you don't have to suffer in silence for a long time. It's possible. And God is the ultimate healer. You know, the scripture even talks about how he heals the brokenhearted and binds up the wounds. And God is just faithful. So I want to get right into how to get over your ex. You know, and I'm talking about whether it's an ex-boyfriend or even an ex-husband. There is a way to get over it quickly and for good and receive the closure that you need and so deserve. So what I'm actually going to do is share some of the pointers that I mentioned in the ebook, Get Over Your Ex in One Weekend. And what I do is I talk about some relationship things. I talk about some ways God leads in relationships. And then I go into, I wanted to share this with you on the call tonight, Egyptian Lover. That's one of the chapters. And what I talk about in that chapter is how a lot of times when we're in a relationship, we think there's nothing, no one better than the person we're dating. Even when they mess up, treat us bad, talk to us crazy, we feel like we can't do any better. And it's because of our own lack of worth and lack of feelings of worthiness in Christ. You know, because it's God who tells us that we are wonderfully and fearfully made in his image and likeness. And so if we have that in us, if we internalize that, then we should know as King's daughters that we are to be handled in a certain way as far as being cherished, respected, and loved. And if we're not receiving that in a relationship, then we have to understand and know that that relationship is not sent by God, because God is the author of peace. He's the author and finisher of our faith, but he's a God also of peace. And so if your relationship doesn't add to your peace, if it doesn't add to your joy, if it doesn't cause you to become a better person in Christ and want to do more for the Lord, then that relationship is not from God for you, you know. And I'll be the first to tell you that sometimes it ain't even always the devil's fault. You know, sometimes we get out of a relationship and be like, oh, that was the devil. Well, sometimes the devil can send someone, like they say, you can get the counterfeit before the real thing. But sometimes it's our fault, because that flesh sees something that looks good and feels like we want to be with this person, and this person is stepping to us, and we want to talk to this person. And so the flesh will go after what it wants, knowing good and well that their aroma does not smell like God. I have been guilty of that too. So, Lord, I repent. But that's just is how it is. So back to the Egyptian lover chapter. With the Egyptian lover, it's where we get to that place. Remember the children of Israel in the Bible, in Exodus, it talks about in Exodus 32. The children of Israel were slaves in bondage. God sent them a man by the name of Moses to free them and to deliver them and send them to a place that flowed, a land that flowed with milk and honey. Oh, my goodness. And milk and honey, that's like synonymous to prosperity, peace, greatness, love, everything. Wonderful place. Well, during that journey, as the children of Israel were being led out of Egypt, out of that place of bondage, that place of pain, instead of trusting the leader that God set forth in their midst in the form of Moses, instead of trusting his judgment, you know, Moses went up, got the Ten Commandments. Instead of just waiting for him to come down, what did the children of Israel do? Oh, they're like, oh, we need a God to worship. So Aaron, get that calf. Get this golden calf so I can have a substitute to worship while we wait on Moses, because Moses is taking too long. He's taking all day, and so we need something to worship. And then they were fed night and day, but yet they still murmured and complained along the way. And they even did so to the point where they told Moses, it were better if we would have just died in Egypt than have to go through what we're going through now to get to this so-called promised land. So they didn't have faith in Moses. They didn't have faith in God. They were just murmuring and complaining. The scripture, the Bible even talks about, I mean, the scholars say that what could have taken 3 weeks as far as their journey ended up taking 40 years because they murmured, because they complained, because they didn't trust their leaders. So what I talk about in that chapter is how sometimes in relationships we know that we are in Egypt with the person we're with. We know that that person doesn't respect us, treats us like I don't know what. We know that we could do better, but we're so afraid to be led by our leader, and in this case it's God himself, and trust God when he tells us. God always speaks to us about the person we're dating. I'll say it again. God always speaks to us about the person we're dating if we take the time out to listen to what he's saying to us. If we pray and ask God, Lord, what do you think about this person? Lord, show me this man's heart. Lord, tell me, who is this man? Is he yours? Is he God-fearing? And then we hear God's response, and then we check the fruit of the man we're dating. if the fruit doesn't line up with the word of God and how we should be treated as a woman of God, it is safe to assume he's not from God. And it's okay to hear from God and obey God when he tells us to get out of a relationship, because God wants us to be happy more than we want to be happy. God only wants to lead us to that land that flows with milk and honey, but along the way, instead of obeying God, we're cursing God. We're murmuring and complaining. We're telling God, but God, this man is so fine. This man buys me nice things. Oh, he said that to me. He called me out of my name that day, but he didn't really mean it. He lied to me that day, but he didn't really mean it. He was under a lot of pressure, Lord. Oh, he doesn't want to go to church with me ever, but, you know, he's still spiritual. He still says he loves you, but the fruit doesn't line up. So when it comes to your ex, remember, your ex is an ex for a reason. God fired you to break up, whether he broke up with you or you broke up with him. It was ordained by God to be over. Why? Because God has something better waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. So instead of looking back, don't be like in the Bible talks about Lot's wife when God told Lot to get the heck out of Sodom and Gomorrah and don't look back. Tell your family not to look back. And so they're running because they don't want to get, you know, fire and brimstone from heaven on them because Sodom and Gomorrah is being destroyed. But what does Lot's wife do? She looks back and turns into a pillar of salt. And God can only say, I warned you. A lot of times we have to make sure. For me personally, once I'm in a relationship and it ends, it's over. There is no, I'm going to call, he coming back to me, I'm going to forgive him and let him come back. No, it's over. Because the reason I say that is by the time that it gets to the point of being over, I would have already given about 5, 6, 7 things of grace to the person I was dating. So once it gets to the point that it's over, then it's like, no, there's no turning back. There's no looking back. If you didn't value me then while I was there with you, don't think because I'm not in your presence that all of a sudden you're going to learn how to value me now. You want to be with someone, ladies, who values you, who you are, who values you right now, who will continue to value you, not just when he feels like he's about to lose you, so now all of a sudden, oh, I had a good thing. And I've had that happen more than one occasion, too many times when the guy, after they, you know, cheat or lie or mess up, and then they all, you know, I would say over 50% of the time, try to come back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Da, 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 da. Mm-mm. No. Because I know who I am in Christ and I value my relationship with God, if this person is not leading me closer to God and closer to the destiny that he has for even our relationship, then no. Mm-mm. I don't want drama. I like being drama-free in life. Drama-free is great. Okay, so we talked about that Egyptian relationship and not looking back. Let's see. I wanted to share some of the things because what I do in the book, I lay the foundation of relationships. I talk about the Egyptian lover, and then I go right into how you can get over your ex in one weekend. And I give you different things on different days, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, that you would do to get over your ex. Now, the ebook itself is a quick read. It's only about 50 pages, but even from the testimonies received so far on Amazon.com, it literally, by the time you finish reading, you will be turned from pain to promise. You will be turned from hopelessness to hopefulness. You will know that there's a God that loves you and wants you to be happy more than you do. Anytime God gives us a directive, it's only because he loves us. I've talked to a lot of women. I've talked to divorced women, and I would say 99% of them said that before they married the person they ended up divorcing later, they said they knew that the man they were marrying was not the one for them and that God warned them not to marry him. But because of different reasons. They probably wanted to get married, didn't want to be over a certain age getting married, pressure from family and friends to get married. So they went ahead and did it and ended up having, like, hell on earth, you know, being with the wrong one, because I hear from married people all the time. I mean, it's worse when you're with the wrong one. It's better to be with the right one for you. So it's worth it to rid yourself and be free from relationships that didn't work out, because that means God's best is on the way. And so that's what I talk about in one of the first days. I talk about how you want to be real with God about your feelings at the time, your emotions. It's okay to cry. You know, that's one thing about people in the church. We act like we can't never feel anything, and it is a sin to cry or feel pain or express pain. I'll say express pain, because we feel pain, but we just do it in our, you know, when we feel like nobody's watching. But it's okay to express pain to God and let him know. I mean, look at Hannah in the Bible. She had no problem. She was in front of the priest. And she went to the church. She wanted a son. You know, she wanted to bless her husband with a son. And she's like, look, God, I'm crying over here. I want a son. She was emoting so much that the priest thought she was drunk. But then once she said, no, I'm not drunk. I'm just a woman that loves God, and I want a son. And so the priest heard her, and he told her, he said, your request is granted. And that's in 1 Samuel. And that's because she was real with God. And so we just got to be real about our feelings. And that's the main thing for the first day, that I give details on how to be real with God. And then the next day I talk about the importance of forgiving two people, you know, once you've broken up in a relationship. You want to forgive the man, you know. And the scripture talks about how, you know, as Christians, and I know you've heard it before. I know you're probably like, well, you don't know what he did to me. He hurt me so bad. But we, as Christians, we know that God sent his son Jesus to die for us, even though we were so bad. I mean, we were bound to go to hell. But God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son for us to stand in the place of our sins and to forgive us by sending him to die on the cross. So how much more should we forgive another imperfect human being? Because we're not perfect, and the man you dated wasn't perfect. So we have to forgive him. And you know what? When we forgive him, forgiveness frees you. It's not even just about vindicating him and, oh, he doesn't deserve forgiveness. No, forgiveness opens your heart to love again, because it frees you from the bitterness and the pain that you experience. Forgive him. And I share in the ebook some scriptures on how to forgive your ex. And then also, you want to forgive someone else. You want to forgive yourself. You know, like I was sharing about the ladies that were divorced, and they felt like God warned them, and they went ahead and married anyway. I mean, how many of you know that they may feel condemned, you know, as a result of their disobedience that turned their life around? Because every divorced person I talk to, they tell me that divorce is like death. And no one wants to get married to experience death in the near future. So I had to tell those ladies, you know, do not feel condemned, because Romans 8:1 tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So just like you forgave him, God forgives you for the mistake that you made in the relationship and for everything. And then not only do you want to forgive him, you want to also release him over to God. Release him. Don't carry the burden of the past relationship. Don't carry the burden of trying to figure out, oh, is he going to call me? He should give me some closure. No, he may not give you closure, because a lot of men are cowards when it comes to communicating. And when I say that to say they don't know, either they don't know how, or they're afraid of rejection. So they don't want to open their mouths. They don't want to seem like the bad guy. Men do not ever want to seem like the bad guy. They always want to be viewed as the hero, even if that means not giving you the closure you need in the form of a simple conversation. So know that that conversation may never come, but that closure has to come in your heart, and that comes from God. So you have to release him and let him go in your heart. You know, don't try to fight him. You know, if you have kids in the situation, don't try to withhold him from seeing the kids. No, let him see the kids, because you're thinking more about the kids now, you know. And so you want to release him. The scripture even talks about how the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. So the Lord will fight the battle. If he ain't paying child support, he know he needs to pay, then you file for it. The Lord fight. But you file, because the child support is for the child. So, but you want to release him. Don't give him any extra privileges that he no longer has because he's no longer with you. And that's for somebody, because that was not in my notes. You know, don't give him any sex. Don't give him anything, because once you both decided that you no longer wanted to be together, close all doors. Don't leave any cracks. When he texts you, you don't have to reply every time he texts you. Why? It seems like as women, we want to be so polite all the time, and we just feel compelled to reply to someone every time. You know, delete pictures from your phone of the two of you. Delete those memories, because they only remind you of the past. Remember, you want to be focused on moving forward. And with that, and with these last few minutes, I want to go into the next section, which is all about moving forward. Remember, once the relationship ended, it's over, but that doesn't mean it's over for your life. You still have a future, and your future is bright. The scripture says in Proverbs 4:18 that the path of the just is as a bright and shining light, shining brighter and clearer unto the perfect day. So know that as you go forward, you know, as you let that go, let the past go before, allow God to order your steps. Know that he has your future in his hands, and give him your future. Give God your future. Don't get so caught up in the past, what could have been, what should have been, how she came in a relationship and she messed it up, how mom and them got too much involved. No. Leave all that drama in the past. Release it and let it go, and focus on moving forward. And pray and ask God, okay, it's just us now, Jesus. What do you want me to do for you now? And listen to what he has to say. And when you spend enough time in the Lord, getting to know your purpose in Christ, because I am big on knowing your purpose and knowing what God has called you to do, he will keep you so fulfilled and productive in him that you will no longer remember the pain, because the pain will be gone, because now you have released it and it has been filled with God's love, and now you have been freed to move forward. Amen. I pray that tonight's call blessed you, and I want to encourage you to forward this to others that may have missed it, others that may be experiencing the pain of a breakup and now are released to be freed to move forward. And if you want to download your copy of the ebook, it is on Amazon. Now, Amazon Kindle, you know, remember how they have the Kindle readers where you can just read it from your phone or your tablet or even your laptop? All Kindle readers are now a free app on all your devices. So just download the app and then go to Amazon.com, get the Kindle version, and read it and be free. You know, I have a lot of I didn't go over everything. I actually give, like, lists for you to create and ways for you to reflect and a lot of more things for you to do practically. I give scriptures. I give over 20 scriptures on healing from a relationship. And not only that, I give practical tips, advice, lists you can create, reflections you can do, in the simple, quick read that is life-changing, that will definitely cause you to be freed from the pain of breakup and to be freed, as I like to say, be freed to move forward. So I pray you were blessed by this. Again, this is Kim Brooks. I'm the national best-selling author of the novel, He's Fine, But Is He Saved? And my newest novel, She That Findeth, and also Get Over Your Ex in One Weekend. So take this time now to get over your ex in one weekend so you can be free to move forward. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in, and you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Oh, didn't even say my blog. Check out my blog, kimontheweb.com, and receive 24/7 encouragement from there, and sign up and to subscribe for my to my daily devotionals for single women, so that we can stay connected, and so that I can continue to encourage you on your journey during this season of singleness in your life. All right, God bless. Bye bye.